You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Severe lung disease cases linked to vaping across Texas have surpassed 200. That's what the state health department reported earlier this week. One person has died, and these are young people, on average 22 years old, and we really don't know much about which vaping products are causing these illnesses. Texas Health and Human Services says 9 in 10 of these patients reported vaping THC or marijuana, but the department is urging Texans not to use any e-cigarette products. And just yesterday, the CDC released a report saying more than 6 million American teens said they used tobacco products in 2019, with e-cigarettes being the most common. Texas senators on the State Health Committee met this week to raise concerns about these reports. And Republican Senator Charles Perry of Lubbock joins us today. He's the vice chairman of the State Health and Human Services Committee. Senator Perry, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
What's your reaction to the state health report on these severe lung diseases related to vaping products?
Well, there's so many reactions that are appropriate. First of all, individuals need to understand that when you knowingly participate in and consuming a product, in this case, inhaling, that has shown the potential to, one, to lead to addiction because of the nicotine content, and two, because of the black market and some of the aftermarket stuff that's being added to it that could kill you, personal responsibility interjects into that conversation somewhere at a very deep level. Mm. And we can't legislate that. We can't make laws to make people be responsible and make responsible decisions. That said, we do have a situation now where the product that people are consuming are possibly going to kill them because of some of the ingredients being added. So, as always, this society looks to government to fix personal irresponsibility, lack of parenting when it comes to minor children, and that's where it's laid at the doorstep of the Texas Senate.
You touched on the fact that some of these people are very young and that it's parental and government responsibility to take care of our children. So what legislation could come out of Texas that would address these reports?
Well, I would qualify. It's parents that are responsible for their children. Unfortunately, in today's world, government seems to be a surrogate or a substitute parent. The Texas legislature, you know, is going to probably do several things. They're going to look at the statistics and the data and support and see if we can identify the specific bad actors, if you will. I think anybody that perpetuates an addiction, be it nicotine or otherwise, is considered a bad actor. I made that clear in the hearing. But FDA is currently reviewing these. So if these aftermarket products that are being added are proved to be detrimental to the health, and I think they will be, the acetate and some of the other things, then you're going to see lawsuits, I think, in litigation pursue. Just no different than the tobacco industry that happened a few years back. You'll see strong consideration by the Texas legislature to treat the vaping industry no different than the tobacco industry. The common theme being there, it's addictive and it's based on an addiction on nicotine that's purposely added to products to create that addiction.
What would it take for you personally to support a ban on all vaping products? I know you've made it clear that, you know, you want people to take personal responsibility, but what would it take from you to support a ban until we know more, until we know what exactly is causing these illnesses?
Until the industry steps up and pays for all of the remedies that were suggested in the hearing the other day, from education to incarceration to judicial action on people that violate the MIPs was a term, minors in possession, until they're willing to write the check for all of those social state costs to deal with these social ills, then I'm going to be a staunch advocate of not having it. Because as a state, as a federal government, as all of the government entities are challenged to deal with these social issues of the day regarding irresponsible use or irresponsible industry proposing products that can do harm, we're picking those costs up through increased insurance premiums, medical cost, ER cost, long-term health cost that end up costing all of the citizens, including the state governments that help take money from those citizens to satisfy these needs. I'm going to be pretty much a strong advocate against it.
Charles Perry is a Republican senator from Lubbock and vice chairman of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. Senator Perry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We reached out to the American Vaping Association. Its response? When it comes to recent lung illnesses and deaths, the evidence continues to point to contaminated illicit THC products as a cause. There should be more done to prevent youth experimentation with vaping, but that does not mean we should take away options from American adults who still smoke cigarettes, and banning flavors won't do a thing to stop risk-seeking youth from experimenting.